Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome over to Doctors in Recovery Radio. That's from our buddy David. You see him from the Hooters and his buddy Tommy Conwell. And they're getting ready to do a big show up there on the 19th in Philadelphia. You can go right to David You see him's Facebook page and find out more about that. Or you can go to inthepocket.com and they talk all about the historic stuff that's going on in Philadelphia and the remaking of some songs up there in Philly. That's incredible. And if you knew the Philly music scene, you know that some incredible music came out of that. Out of that town, so check it out, and it's inthepocket.com. I'm John Hollis, you're on RIR Radio, checking us out tonight for the first time. You can check us out at rockersandrecovery.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Rockers and Recovery Facebook, and of course, what we do real simple here is we talk about music, recovery, and tonight we're going to have Fighting the Silence, a rock band from Cocoa Beach. It's going to talk to us a little bit about the Dallas is going to be on. He's going to be talking to us a little bit about what Fighting the Silence is all about. But most importantly, they have some really great music, and he's going to direct you where you can find that and how you can find out more information about their band and about their songs that they're putting out. You know, they write their own music, and it's recovery based. We also have a good friend of ours, Lyle Pride. He is from the Port St. Lucie area. And he is the owner of a great organization called the Shores Treatment and Recovery Center, Port St. Lucie. And we're going to talk to him about an upcoming event that's going to be happening. But we're also going to do some recovery talk with Lyle, too. So hang out, get ready, and we're going to have a fun night. And we've got about half an hour of good times. Let's go right now to the phones with Dallas. Dallas, how you doing, buddy?
Fine, John.
All right, man.
How are you?
How's it? Good, man. Hey, listen, yeah, I've been really following your stuff now, and you guys are really doing some great stuff. You're writing some great, great music, man.
Oh, thank you so much, man. We love doing it, that's for sure.
When did it all start? I mean, how did it all take place? When did this whole thing fall into place for you guys?
Well, we're three childhood friends and bandmates who played together in different groups and stuff over the years. And we all struggled with addiction, you know, and really got swallowed by that. And we played in different projects, kind of went our separate paths, and all found recovery together, and then all ended up coming back to the same place in Cocoa Beach and start making music again. It's just been a real blessing to carry the message of recovery with it. And we're just super grateful for everything that we get to do.
Fighting the Silence, it sounds like an organization. It's a band and it's an organization. Tell us about Fighting the Silence as what it stands for and what you guys do with it. What is the commitment of Fighting the Silence?
Well, we just wanted to, it's a metaphor for making music, you know, is one thing. And it's just to kind of tell people to just speak up and share where they're at, you know. And if you're struggling, you know, reach out to someone and don't be too proud to ask for help. And, you know, just speak up and share your story and just be bold with your story. That's basically what it means.
Beautiful. What is your story? Where did it come from? How did recovery take place for you? What was the circumstances that brought you to the idea that, wow, maybe I have to live a little bit differently?
Well, I grew up in Cocoa Beach. I was born right outside of Chicago, but my hometown is Cocoa Beach, Florida. at a very I had addiction in my family, you know, and I always said, oh, that's never going to be me. I'm never going to go that route. But the first time I consumed a drink or a drug, it just completely overtook me. You know, that disease had a hold of me. And music was always a huge part of my life. My father's a country singer and a musician, and I was always around it. And the first drug or drink I took, it was an everyday thing. And that was at 12 years old, all the way up until I was 30. So basically, for a long time, the drugs were curing the pain that I had inside, or that seemed that way. You know, it was masking it, all the depression and things that I was dealing with. And there came to a point where that stopped. It wasn't fixing me anymore. I was just maintaining my misery. So basically, in August of 2011, leading up to that, I just got to a really low point where I just lost my will to live, and I was wanting to take my own life. You know, I had lost my connection with God. I hadn't prayed in the longest time, you know, and I saw some of my close friends around me that have found recovery, you know, and I saw that what was working in their lives, and I wanted that, but I didn't have the courage yet. So they kind of planted the seed for me, and I just prayed to God to come into my heart to give me that courage to go off and seek treatment. I got honest with my family and told my dad what was going on with me, and he gave me the opportunity to go to Austin Recovery. I was living in South Florida at that point, really caught up in the scene, and he gave me the opportunity to go off to Austin, Texas, and I went to Austin Recovery out there and started my journey in recovery. And then I went to an organization that's run by the Grammys called Music Cares, paid for me to go to the Hickory Wind Ranch, which is Graham Parsons' daughter, Polly Parsons. It's her sober living facility, and that's where I moved to right out of treatment and started in on the recording of the first album for Fighting the Silence.
Do you find that, you know, through your recovery that it's grown more, that it's a piece of your you know, therapeutic ability to be able to put stuff on paper and to help you to get things out and to maybe help even give you insight to your own recovery by writing music?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of our stuff, us, all three of us being so close, you know, and walking this path together, it really brings some amazing energy to our music. And we just try to, like, paint a picture of what our recovery process is like and the things that we're going through and, like, the deaths that happen, you know, and just the horrors of addiction, but then the blessings of and the miracles that happen in recovery as well. It really, it's really emotional for us, you know, making music and putting that into our music. That's for sure. It's very powerful, you know, and I feel like that's our calling, just to carry that message and let people know that you can be artistic and creative without the use of drugs, which is a lie that we all bought into. And that's entirely not true. I think we're much more creative now that we have found recovery.
Great stuff. You're listening to Dallas from Fighting the Silence, a rock band from Cocoa Beach. All originals, folks. They do some great original writing, recovery-based original writing for the band. And it's a rock and roll palooza wherever they go, I can tell. We're looking forward to having them down here at the Rockers and Recovery Music Fest coming up here in February of 2016. You can find out more information about that at rockersandrecovery.org. Dallas, when you decided that, you know, it was done and you were moving forward and you ended up going through the process, today, if you had to tell somebody, you know, that was new in recovery or somebody that was, you know, maybe putting their toe in the water and thinking maybe they wanted to go in that direction, what would you tell them?
I would tell them just, if we can do it, anybody can do it. We were, all three of us were just at just the worst depths of addiction that you could be at. I seriously don't think you could go any further down that we were. And people that know us, and see us walking this path, you know, they're incredibly moved by that because they saw us in the middle of it. You know, we all grew up in this town and they saw us in the depths of it, you know, and just, we just want to let people know that there is hope. You know, recovery offers miracles and things to your life that you can never get while you're still out there. It's to young people especially, it's really nice for us to see young people, 18 years old, you know, getting in into the rooms and finding recovery at that age because the sky's the limit for them. You know what I mean? Like, we had to wake up at, you know, about 30 years old, you know, trying to pull all the pieces together then. So for that, for the person that's just coming into recovery, just please give it a chance, you know, and don't overthink it. Don't project too far in the future. Just seriously, just take it one day at a time, one minute at a time, you know, because the miracles that have happened in our lives, and I got clean in August of 2011, it just blows my mind, you know, and it continues to unfold. You know, seriously does get better every day in recovery. You know, like I went from having a trash bag full of clothes and an old acoustic guitar to now like finding my wife, finding my band, you know, my childhood best friends being my bandmates and just brothers. And every day something positive unfolds and it's just awesome. I'm excited to see what the future holds. They're here with me right now too.
Hey guys, why don't you throw it on speaker? Maybe we can say hello to everybody at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. We've been on speaker.
Hey guys, how you guys doing today?
Not bad. How you doing, John?
Very good, man. Well, listen, we're glad that everybody is aboard. Who was that? We got Jesse, who is the bass player. We also have PJ, the drummer. PJ, where you at? You there?
I'm right here.
Pleasure to meet you. And Jesse,
yeah,
how about you? You there?
I'm here. I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Good. Listen, we're really glad that you guys are a part of Rockers in Recovery and, of course, RIR Radio. We're going to be putting out a lot of your music. What I'd like to do is have you guys tell Dallas, let people know where they can find your music, like SoundCloud or wherever it may be, Reverb Nation. Let them know where they can find your stuff.
Yes, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/fightingthesilence. All of our songs are posted on there where you can stream them for free. And then our latest song, Back to Branson, is available for a free download as well. And then we're also on Reverb Nation, reverbnation.com/fightingthesilence. And we've been really getting a lot of support and people getting behind our message, and it's just been really just heartwarming for all the support we've been getting for the message that we carry and the music that we're making. And also our official website is fightingthesilence.net. And you can find a lot of pictures on there, you know, our upcoming shows and all of our songs you can stream for free.
This is beautiful. You guys are doing amazing things. I want to thank you, of course, for, again, being on tonight's show. We're going to have you back. Tonight we're going to have Lyle on right after this. What I'd like to do is have you on, and we'll have all three of you on, and we'll play some of your music, and we'll hang out, and we'll make some fun of it. You know, just to show people that recovery is possible, especially if you're a musician or if you're somebody that has an art or has a talent, that it actually gets better. It doesn't get worse. You don't lose anything. It actually gets better. Guys, I want to thank you for being a part of tonight's show. You guys rock.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you so much, John.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys. We'll talk soon. Thank you for being on. Hey, Lyle. How are you, Lyle?
Hey.
How
doing better,
buddy?
Than I deserve. Doing great. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing good. We got Recovery Talk tonight with Lyle Fried, and Lyle is part of the Shores Treatment and Recovery Center. And Lyle, give us a little bit of background on yourself. I mean, you know, you went through a lot of schooling to get to where you're at, but I think there were some things that took place before that all started, right?
Quite a few things. My first career was in art, and I worked in the field of arts and graphic arts for a few decades before my own addiction brought me to my knees. And in that process of looking on learning how to better myself, I ended up in a few different rehabs, and in each one I saw something that I thought could be done better, simply because one was real high end but very expensive, and when the money ran out, they pretty much gave me the boot. And the other one was for homeless folks, and they didn't have the resources or the training and expertise that the other place did, but they did care about you. So I thought a blend of the two, with all the care and love that I saw in the one, but with the resources of the other, might be a better route to go. So my own personal experience of walking through it and then working in the field for many years, working up to this, kind of led to the vision that is now the Shores.
Oh, wow. Great stuff. Did you, as far as your own personal recovery, going through that process, has that helped you now as far as spiritually and also being able to help other people, not just as a clinician, but somebody that's been there yourself?
No, absolutely. There's a few ways it helps. One is you get it. You tend to have a better understanding and more compassion, but also a better understanding that there is hope for something better. There's a way out, and you're walking evidence of it as you speak to clients, and they can say, I just don't think I can do this. You know, having a story similar to theirs gives you an opportunity to say, I know you can because I did. Spiritually speaking, quite frankly, my addiction brought my spiritual life to a new level. I don't know that I would have sought much of a spiritual life beyond what I had were it not for being brought to my knees. Suddenly, as the 12 steps tell us, realizing that I am not the captain of my own ship necessarily, and when I am, it doesn't go well. So having to reach out outside of myself, you know, having been a business owner and doing fairly well and making a good amount of money, I thought that I had the world by the tail, and it turned out that the world had me. So reaching outside of that and reaching out for God's help really led me in a whole new level of spirituality.
You are getting ready to do some huge things here, and I got to give you some kudos. Or if you're tuning in, we're Rockerson Recovery Radio, RIR Radio. We're on with Lyle. Lyle's with the Shores Treatment and Recovery, and Lyle and his wife, Darlin, sponsor and commit to a lot of community events. They are out there in the community, and they help a ton of people. They have one of their own events coming up on the 19th, but they also are part of and are doing another one coming up in October. The first one I want to talk about is the one on the 19th. Can you give us a little bit of back? That's a workshop for people that might be seeking jobs but are running into issues.
Correct. It's an employment workshop for people in the recovery industry. We see a lot of people who come through recovery. And, that hope for a future is sort of what keeps us moving in the right direction. But when you can't get work, the hope begins to fade after a while. So what we're doing in this workshop is we have a few different panels going. We have a lawyer coming in to tell people with backgrounds that may not pass the test for some folks how to get their criminal records expunged. We've got mock interviews going on to help people be more job ready so that when they do get to the interview stage, they present better and they're more comfortable answering the types of questions they're going to run into having practiced it during the workshop. We've got entrepreneurs coming to talking to some folks who are more self-employed minded to begin to learn how others have done it and how you can start your own business. A lot of, I'd say most people who go through addiction are higher intelligence and some of the nicest and most personable people you'd ever want to meet once they're free of their addiction. So they make excellent owners, owner operators. And helping them to see how to do that to a few other folks that have done so coming out of their own addiction is going to be there as well. A few other breakouts and stuff. It's going to be a real good time for everybody. It's only from 10 to 2, so we'll kind of cram everything in and have some breakouts for people to go to and resume writing, a bunch of other good things to help them be better prepared for the workforce.
That's great. And that is Saturday the 19th. It's coming up this coming Saturday. And
correct.
Where is it at?
It's going to be in Fort Pierce. It's at the Crossing Community Church South Campus. It's at 5200 Oleander Avenue in Fort Pierce. It's the church is nice enough to let us use their space. We had another space originally planned, and it was not available at the last minute. So they were good enough to let us in there and have free reign.
Beautiful. We also, Rockers in Recovery, be there broadcasting live from the event. We will also, Dallas is going to be stopping by to do an unplugged set. And I guess we're going to be doing that from 10 to 10:30 as the opening of the event. So we're looking forward to being a part of that and being a part of what Lyle's doing there. We also have a huge thing that I'm really, really looking forward to. I went with Lyle. Lyle was nice enough to invite me and Lori last year to Came to Believe. And now it's Came to Believe South Florida, correct? And you guys are going
to
be doing
that. Yeah, we wanted
that.
To bring this. Came to Believe is a retreat that Clarence Snyder started back in the 70s. And Clarence was one of the original guys who helped write the book, basically, the big book, and was one of the first 30 in AA before it was AA. So he had seen some people that just didn't get what the 12 steps were, including people that were running rooms. So he and his wife, Grace, decided to start the Came to Believe retreat to talk about how the old-timers did it originally back in when it first started. He was actually sponsored by Dr. Bob in the hospital as he was detoxing, and Dr. Bob became his sponsor from there on. And he's then gone on to sponsor many, many before he passed. And matter of fact, some of his sponsees will be at the event to talk about how the old-timers did it. So we got some pretty close to the original roots old-timers coming to show us how they did it in the old days. And everybody gets a chance to run through the entire 12-step process on a Saturday. They get to walk through how they did each step and sort of go through it themselves. There's other things going on. There's a luau Friday night. There's breakouts there as well, a lot of great speakers. And there's stuff for the family as well. So there's an Al-Anon track, those that maybe not alcoholics or addicts themselves, but love someone who is. It's been a real, real positive thing. We take clients to it twice a year at different locations, and they're all over the world now, actually. They're in the UK, New Zealand, Australia, I think all over the U.S., Utah, New York. They actually hold one in Bill Wilson's house once or twice a year. And the original one that Clarence started was in Leesburg and still remains in that area to this day. It's a great opportunity for someone who's curious about how the 12 steps were done originally. It's a spiritual 12-step retreat weekend. I've never known anyone to walk away from it not glad they went. So we wanted to bring that a little further south. And Leesburg was as far south as it was going, make it more open to the South Florida market. So we've sort of tagged it as Came to Believe SoFlo, so the South Florida version. We'll be a little
beautiful.
We've got some music coming to that as well, a few different folks, and it's a good time. It's a good time. Everybody has a blast at it.
Well, let me ask you, where is it and when is it?
It is October 30th, 31st, and November 1st, and it's at the Holiday Inn Suites in St. Lucie West in Port St. Lucie. It's right off of I-95 and exit 121. I think it's about $175 for the whole weekend, food and everything included, food and hotel room are included in that. We wanted to make it affordable to people young in recovery. We believe it's a huge, huge benefit to people to sort of catapult them through their step work and toward the lifelong recovery.
And who do they contact if they want to find out more information?
They contact, well, there's a website, first of all, and
okay.
I'm going to pull that up now so I don't get this number wrong. And it is Came to Believe SoFlo.
Mm-hmm. And that's Came to Believe SoFlo?
Yeah, SoFlo, Came to Believe SoFlo.com.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our, someone who had gone to it themselves and had seen how much it impacted her life, and I think it was that the same one that you went to, has gone to the trouble to help us put up this website. That's the best way to get there, is to go to the Came to Believe SoFlo. There's a register now button there. There's also a little bit information on it and what's going on there. We're still adding more information as more people sign up. There's some testimonials there from other people who have experienced it. There's directions and maps there, as well as a number to the hotel itself. And there's a little history. And if you ever want to look at just cametobelieve.org, that's a site of all the Came to Believe retreats around the world.
Cametobelieve.org. I love it.
Yeah.
And this is really, really like true history. And I mean, listen, like back in the day, you know, when you think about it, you know, it was a day-long process. You know, when they sat down, they went through it, and then they went out that day and started to go through the process of making amends and sitting down with the people they had harmed.
Yeah.
You know, in the big book, you know, specifically, you know, talks about it, and you know, talks about how they moved rapidly through that. You know, and it was funny. One of the things that I remember. And made so much sense was, hey, listen, if you want to get out of the funk and you want to get out of the misery, then you want to go through the process as quick as possible. You don't want to sit and drag it on for 10 years doing a step a year, or, you know, 12 years doing a step a year. It's just insane.
Well, and one of the things we see today, you know, hear about the 1-2-3 shuffle, people who make it through the first three steps and then relapse, and make it through the first three steps and then relapse. And the fourth step has been made so intimidating by a lot of people that some folks just fear it and never get to it or never get through it. By walking them through it in that one day, walking through all 12 and explaining them, it takes some of that off. And if you tell someone, you know, in the old days, the questions were, do you have a problem? Yes. If you do, then the next question is, what are you willing to do about it? And typically the answer would be anything. And then that means you're ready. And now I hear people in the rooms telling someone, you're not ready for your step work yet. Well, if you've admitted that you've got a problem and you need help, then you're ready to start doing your steps. And there's no reason to drag it out for 2 years. I've seen people that they don't let their sponsees do more than a step a month. And, you know, you're 4 months in and you still haven't been able to begin working on your character defects pretty much. You still haven't gotten to the issues that have driven you to drink in the first place or drug in the first place. And if you haven't been able to look at those things yet, what's to keep you from repeating? So the idea is to kind of get all that out there in the front end and get moving quickly.
Yeah, no relief. You want to find that relief so you can move forward.
Right.
You know,
Lyle,
I want to thank
healing.
Absolutely. Lyle, I want to thank you for being on tonight. You know,
that's
again, we appreciate everything that you do for us here at Rockers in Recovery. Of course, the Shores Treatment and Recovery is treatment, the Shores Treatment and Recovery.com, correct?
It is theshoresrecovery.com.
Shoresrecovery.com. There you go. You can check that out.
Right.
Of course, Lyle can also be found on Facebook. He has some great stuff on Facebook. Check him out. I want to thank
LinkedIn.
Our guests tonight. Yeah, you're on LinkedIn. That's right. And you got some great stuff on LinkedIn. And he writes some great blogs, by the way. You got to check out his blogs. And Lyle, I want to thank you again for being on tonight and being a part of Rockers in Recovery and RIR Radio. And we're going to look forward to seeing you next Saturday. And we're going to be over there hanging out with you and spending the day with you. We're looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it. All right.
You bet, brother. We'll talk soon, okay? All right, guys. There you go. And, of course, we had a great conversation tonight, of course, with Dallas and, of course, with Lyle. I want to thank everybody for hanging out and tuning in. And again, if you think you need help, you know, there's lots of ways to be able to find that. And, you know, there's some information out at rockersandrecovery.org where it says detox and treatment. You can go right there and click on that. And there's also SAMHSA .org, and there's a bunch of other organizations out there that are willing to help. Check us out at rockersandrecovery.org. Check us out at, of course, Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. We look forward to having you tune in next week. You guys have a blessed week. Thank you.